The Gemara continues on the first wide line on Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, describing the painful experience of the Shechina slowly receding from the Beis HaMikdash, u'michatzel mizbeach, and then it went from the Chatzer to the Mizbeach, u'mizbeach legag, and it went from the Mizbeach to the roof, u'migag lechoma, and from the roof to the wall, u'michoma le'ir, and from the wall to Yerushalayim itself. In other words, it receded from the entire area of the Har HaBayis, u'meir lahar, and then it went from Yerushalayim to Har HaZeisim, Rashi explains. Now, normally, people think of Har HaZeisim as being very close to the old city, very close to the Kotel. If you look out from the western side, look out from the old city, from the Rova, you see both Har HaZeisim and the Har HaBayis. However, Har HaZeisim is already considered outside of Halachic Yerushalayim. Halachic Yerushalayim is quite a bit smaller than the Jerusalem municipality today, a lot smaller. It goes from the area around the Arab Shuk, continuing through the Jewish quarter and going down to the Silwan area, which was an area that was occupied by Malchus Beis David. All of that is all part of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, the Halachic Yerushalayim. But you continue further west, past the Jewish quarter, so then in such a case, then you're already out of most of the Din Yerushalayim. Similarly, Har HaZeisim, which is on the eastern side, so that area of Har HaZeisim was already outside the boundary of Yerushalayim. So that's what the Gemara means, Umeir Lahar, Umehar Lamidbar, and then the Shechina left Har HaZeisim, and then it went to the desert. Although the Mefarshim don't spell it out, presumably what the Gemara is referring to is the desert area of Eretz Yisrael. If you continue on past Har HaZeisim, eventually you'll get to the area of Yericho, which of course is a desert area. Umimidbar, and then when the Shechina had already receded to the Midbar, also v'yashva b'mekamo, then it entirely went back to its place. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he recedes during the Churban, Eilech Yeshuva El Makomi, I will go back to my original place, the original place of Tzimtzum above the Rekia. Mikaparis Lekruv, we learned that it had receded from the actual area right above the Aron to the Kruv. Mikruv Lekruv, Mikruv Lemiftan, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Noati Lechasham, Vidibarti Yitcha Me'alak Paris. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is in Shmuel Perek Beis, Vayirkav Al Kruv, Vayyof, Vayera Al Kanfei Haruach. Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, Uchvod Alakei Yisrael, Na'alam Me'alak Kruv Asher Hoya Olav. So this is describing the Shechina leaving from the area of the Kruvim. This Pasuk is found in Yecheskel, in Perek Tes, again describing the Churban. El Miftan Abayis, and it went to the threshold of the Bayis, as we described above in the Gemara. Umi Miftan Lechatzer, and went from the threshold to the courtyard. Dechsiv Vayimale Habayis Es Ha'anon V'achatzer Maleya Es Noga Kvod Hashem. So it describes in Yecheskel as well, the Kvod Hashem going from the Miftan, from the threshold, to the Chatzer. Michatzel Mizbeach, where is it said in this in the Pasuk? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk describes, Ra'isi, Eis Hashem, Nitzav El HaMizbeach, Vayomer, Hach, Hakaftor, V'yir, Ashu, Asipun, Uvitzas, B'roish, Kulam. The Pasuk in Amos, in Perek Tes, describes, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu going from the Chatzer to the Mizbeach, Ra'isi Es Hashem Nitzav Al Mizbeach, U'Mizbeach Legag, and the Shechina went from the Mizbeach to the roof, Tichsiv, the Pasuk in Mishle describes, Toiv L'Sheves Alpinas Gag, Me'eshes Bidyonim Uveis Chaver. Rashi explains that Shlomo HaMelech is describing that it's better to sit on the Gag, on the roof, than to sit with Klal Yisrael. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the literal meaning of the Pasuk is it's better to sit on a corner of a wall, of a roof, than sitting with a foreign woman. However, here the foreign woman is actually Klal Yisrael itself, because Klal Yisrael had made itself foreign to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Shechina went migag lechoma from the roof to the wall. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, "V'hine Hashem nitzav al chomas anoch uv'yodo anoch." So here Hashem is described as being found, and almost again is being found specifically on the wall and nowhere closer to the higher abayis. Mechoma li'ir. Then it receded from the walls of the old city to this, to the actual city of the walls of the, excuse me, the walls of the Harabais, the walls of the courtyard of the Harabais to the old city itself. Tichsiv, as the pasuk in Micha describes, Kol Hashem leir yikra v'sushiya yir shemecha shimu mate umi yada. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as specifically in the city. Umeir lahar, and then he goes from Yerushalayim to the mountain that we said is Har Zeisim Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayal Kvod Hashem. This is in Mishlei Perik Chafalif. Vayal Kvod Hashem Me'al Toch Ir Vayamoid Alohar Hashem Mikedem Leir. So it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu going from inside the city to Har Zeisim, receding to Har Zeisim. Umehar the Midbar, and then it went from the mountain to the desert. Dechsiv, as the pasuk describes, Tov Sheves Ba'aretz Midbar, that it's better to live in the midbar, the pasuk in Mishlei describes, me'eshes midyanim v'chas, better to live alone in a desert than a difficult woman. Klal Yisrael had become a difficult woman according to the drash of Chazal, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu receded to the desert. Umi midbar also v'yashva mikama, t'chsiv, as the pasuk that we mentioned before says, Eilech shuva el mikomi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to recede to my original place. The Gemara continues three lines from bottom. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Chadashim Nisak v'Shchina Yisrael b'Midbar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu waited after he had receded all the way to the Midbar. He waited in the Midbar before he receded to his Makar. Shema Yachzru b'Tshuva, lest Klal Yisrael, hope against hope, that Klal Yisrael would do Tshuva. Kivan Shelo Chazru, but since they didn't, Amar Tipach Atzman, they should blow up. They should be filled with gas. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Iov, ve'enei rishoyim tichlena umanas avad minhem sikvasam mapach nafesh, that their hope should be like empty air. In other words, they began to be filled with emptiness as opposed to with substance. Of course, ruach could be the ruach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or it could be an empty ruach. And once Klal Yisrael is gone, so then no longer are we filled up with the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're filled up with empty Ruach. U'kinegdan Golson Sanhedrin, and we mentioned above, about 15 lines above, that the corresponding Galuyos of the Shechina corresponded to the Golos of Sanhedrin, Mi Gemara, that we see from a tradition in the Gemara. Of course, a powerful Musar is that the Gemara here is drawing a parallel between the Koach of Sanhedrin, whose job is to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ruchnius in Torah, to the receding of the Shechina itself, that there is a parallel between the receding of the Shechina as well as the Sanhedrin pulling away from the Beis HaMikdash. U'kinegdan Golso Sanhedrin Mi Gemara. We have a tradition. Milishas HaGazis, originally the Sanhedrin was found, I'm looking out, now I'm in the Beis Medrash of Nativ Aryeh, I'm looking out and I could see from the front of the Beis Medrash the Kotel HaMaravi, the actual Kotel itself, with the left, on the left side being the Harabayis. Past the Kotel, if you continue along, going south in the Kotel, eventually the Kotel HaMaravi reaches a right-hand angle to the southern wall. Along the southern wall, there are steps. Those steps is where the Lishkas HaGazis was, and that's where the Beis Din HaGadol used to sit. So originally, that's where the Beis Din HaGadol was. The Lishkas HaGazis Lichanus. But when Klal Yisrael had to begin the process of Galus, so then they had to leave the Lishkas HaGazis, and they went to an area that's called Chanus. Rashi explains that there were storefronts that were there on the Har Habayis. Already at that point, Rashi points out that they were no longer judged Dinei Nefashos, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there were too many homicides that were taking place in Klal Yisrael at the time, and for that reason they had to stop being dan dine nefashos, and the way in which they showed that they were no longer judging dine nefashos is they removed themselves from the Lishkas Hagazis, and they went to an area which was called the store area, the bazaar area, near the Harabayis. Umechanus Yerushalayim, ultimately they left even that area of the Harabayis where they had the bazaar area. Presumably this area, bazaar area, was set up by the Chachamim themselves, because there generally were not stores on the Harabayis. And ultimately they had to leave that area of the Harabayis as well. Mechanus Yerushalayim, Mishalayim liYavne. And then they went to Yavne, which of course was the subject of why our daf brought up this discussion, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ultimately ended up saving Klal Yisrael by bringing them to Yavne. UmiYavne leUsha. Ultimately, the Sanhedrin went to Usha, as described in the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samach, that there were many takanos that were made in Usha. UmiUsha leYavne. Now, once again, after they had to run away from Usha, they went back to Yavne. UmiYavne leUsha, and then they returned to Usha, where they went back and forth. UmiUsha L'Shafram, and from Usha they went to Shafram, Umishafram L'Beis Sha'arim, and then from Shafram they went to Beis Sha'arim, Beis Sha'arim L'Tzipori, and from Beis Sha'arim they went to Tzipori, Umitzipori L'Tveria, and from Tzipori they went to Tveria. V'Tveria Amuka Mikulan. Literally, Tveria was deeper than all of them. It was, in Rashi's language, Shfalim Hayu. Shafal means to be low. Shinemar, as the Pasuk in Yishayo describes, Shafalta me'eretz tidaberi ume'ofer tishach imrosech. Now, Tveria is not known for being one of the lowest parts of Eretz Yisrael. This leads Mefarshim to learn that what it means over here is Shafel means low in a spiritual sense, that people did not give the Sanhedrin the appropriate kavod. Rashi says that this was during the time of Antoninus, which is, of course, Antoninus was a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This is already the time of the Chibur of the Mishnayis, and already at that time, it's not a coincidence probably that, of course, Rebbe defied the rule. Eis lasos Hashem heferu torasecha, he wrote down the Torah Shabbal Peh that wasn't supposed to be, quote-unquote, supposed to be written. It wasn't originally made to be written down. During this period that the Pasuk Yishayo refers to as a period of Shafel. And this was the last of the Golios of the Sanhedrin, which of course corresponds to the Golos of the Shechinah. Rabbi Lazar Omer Sheish Golos.